You are listening to AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new health and wealth network. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's health and wealth network. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and BlogTalkRadio.com. Now, today's program.
All right, welcome back to, of course, another episode here on Saturday afternoon of Holistic Lifestyles Radio. We got Rockers in Recovery broadcasting live from, of course, Chicago, Illinois, right here at Toyota Park Center. We're looking forward to a great day and a great afternoon and night of fun with Mr. Eric Clapton and friends. All kinds of great stuff going on here, and 100% of the proceeds go to helping people with addiction. We want to thank Mr. Eric Clapton and the Crossroads Center of Antigua for sponsoring, of course, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio, Rockers in Recovery, and also the Ken Seeley Ask the Intervention Hour. We also want to take this time to, of course, thank our other sponsors, Sound Pillow and Willard Water, for making this broadcast possible. I want to take a minute and talk to you about Crossroads Center. Crossroads Center has been around since 1998. And the doors have been open. It was a brainchild of Eric Clapton back in 1992. And every couple of years, he gets a bunch of his friends together, and they put all the proceeds into helping other people. 100% of the proceeds from today's event will be helping people. If you could, please go to crossroadsantigua.org and, of course, click on the donate button. And we ask for your donations today to be able to help, you know, of course, Rockers in Recovery all around the world. Most importantly, people that need help and are hurting. My name is John Hollis. I'll be the host for the next 2 hours. We want to thank that sci-fi show for stepping aside today. And of course, this is a great opportunity to be able to interact with people and to get some great information out there. Got coming up real quick here, November 4th through the 7th, down in the Florida Keys in Sugarloaf Key. We got the 12-Step Music Fest. We're looking forward to being down there with Dawn and all the folks. You can go to 12stepmusicfest.com and find out information on how to get a ticket to that. We also want to take the time to talk to you about, of course, innerrooms.com, mysoberscene.com, Facebook, and, of course, Blog Talk Radio, and all the rest of the social media sites that we stream live to, and we're streaming live to right now. You can tune in and check us out at holisticlifestylesradio.com. Click on Join Our Networks, and all of that information is right there on the right-hand side navigation button. You can also listen live through WWNNradio.com and enjoy, of course, the opportunity to kick back and listen to a great show. We're on the air 15 hours a week, 15 hours a week, of course, Addiction Recovery Radio and Holistic Lifestyles Radio and, of course, Rockers in Recovery, Ken Seeley, In Rooms Hour, many, many other folks like Dawn Masler, the Broken Picker Fixer with Healthy Relationships. We have it all right here at the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network, and we look forward to, of course, having a whole lot more coming up. Rockers in Recovery will be going to 7 hours a week. I mean, 7 days a week you'll be able to tune into Rockers in Recovery and check out our show. We are on, again, 15 hours a week, so we are dedicating a lot of that time to Rockers in Recovery. We look forward to having you tune back in. The rest of the show is going to be short clips of Mr. Clapton interviews on his addiction and how he started Crossroads Center, and also some different music that has been provided by Mr. Clapton over the years, and most importantly, to donate. And we want to, of course, ask you again to make those donations possible. And you can go to Crossroads Center, it's crossroadsantigua.org, and please make those contributions and those pledges. You can also go to holisticlifestylesradio.com and click on, of course, Crossroads of Antigua, right on our right-hand navigation buttons, and you can go directly to our page also, to their page, to make the contribution. Thank you for tuning in today. Stay tuned for a great show, and I'll be updating every 15 minutes live right here from the event. Thank you.
greatest guitar players are coming together to perform live on one stage. Eric Clapton's Crossroads Guitar Festival 2010. For one night only at select theaters, see the biggest names perform just for you. Featuring Allman Brothers Band, B.B. King, Buddy Guy, Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, John Mayer, Chet Moe, Robert Cray, Steve Winwood, Vince Gill, ZZ Top, and more. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime event. Get your tickets today. One night only on July 27th. For participating theaters and ticket information, visit FathomEvents.com.
All right, welcome South Florida. You got WNN 1470. We're right up here in Chicago, broadcasting live from the Crossroads Guitar Festival. Listen, if you're just checking us out right now, we got a lot of great stuff already happening. Of course, opened up the show with Eric Clapton that came out following him. Bill Murray came out with a guitar and made it all happen. But there you see, definitely came in. Warm and fuzzy. We had some great artists so far. We had, of course, a blistering twosome with Jimmy Vaughn and Robert Cray. He was joined by Herbert Sullivan, Buddy Warner, Sideman, and CC Top just got done doing a blistering foxy lady like Jimi Hendrix. We are having a blast, and this is all for the Crossroads Center of Antigua. And, of course, the Crossroads Center of Antigua, of course, offers help to people that need treatment and need recovery from addiction. We're here live to be able to show solidarity that, guess what, we are not a glam rock and we can have a lot of fun together. Most importantly, if you're listening live today, all of the proceeds that are coming from this event this afternoon, 100% of the proceeds go to help people with addiction. I'm asking you to go to Crossroads Center, and you can actually go to the website and click on and donate there. And that's called the CrossroadsAntigua.org. Check that out. Please go check it out. Hang out with us and make your donations. It's real important that, of course, all of us, so that way the foundation can stay open. And provide more help for more people. We look forward to another day of blistering sun in Chicago. South Florida, enjoy the day. Most importantly, enjoy the music. And kick back, and you've got a great show with Chris West and Joey Donovan. And thanks for tuning in. I'll be updating every 15 minutes of what's happening. But again, blistering show so far. The DVD is going to be coming out. Tim Martin from Crossroads of Antigua told me that would be going on sale, and 100% of the proceeds from that are going to be going towards the treatment center. So check it out. More will be revealed. Thanks for tuning in. Back to Joey and Chris. Have a great day.
My name is John Hollis, and of course I'm with Holistic Lifestyles Radio, and we want to talk about Crossroads of Antigua, helping people take the first step towards change. Do you know somebody struggling with addiction to alcohol, prescription medication, or other drugs? Crossroads Center of Antigua provides comprehensive detoxification, treatment, and continuing care services within a holistic body, mind, and spirit approach to recovery. Founded by Mr. Clapton, Eric Clapton, Crossroads Center is recognized as one of the top 10 international programs for addiction services. Crossroads provides quality, affordable care for individuals and their families. Call now for a free, confidential assessment and speak with one of course, their admission counselors. Give them a call at 877-318-8834 or check out the website at crossroadsantigua.org. And remember, recovery is possible and is often life-saving.
30 years ago, 60 Minutes traveled to South Dakota to meet Dr. John Willard and to examine his miraculous Willard water. What they discovered was thousands of people all over the world were using Willard water to better their health. As 60 Minutes found, the claims seem unbelievable, but the results are undeniable. Scientific studies show that Willard water can help our bodies absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. They also show that Willard water helps make cells stronger and more resistant to disease. Willard water helps the body heal itself. and it does all this without the toxins found in over-the-counter medications. Willard Water is not a fad. It's been helping people for more than 40 years. Become one of the thousands of people who use Willard Water every day. To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Let me tell you about the meditation Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, and fear, causing long, sleepless nights. Sound Pillow can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go to www.soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. While you're there, check out the many endorsements from addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call Sound Pillow toll free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Remember, soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. Call 877-846-6488.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
This is That Sci-Fi Show with your hosts, Joey Donovan.
This is going to take a long time, so you may want to get some snacks.
Chris West.
Cannibalism, racism, that's not for us. You know, those are the decisions that are best left to the suits in Washington.
Gamer OJ.
We've lost power of the forward Game Boy. Mario, not responding.
Sci-Fi Mimi.
This is the sweetest, most justified kidnapping I've ever seen.
Brought to you by the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Z.
And we're on the air. And I just want to let you know that Overlord Hollis is in Chicago. If I'm right in saying, Chris, he's at the Crossroads Concert Festival. Am I correct on that, Chris?
Yes, the Crossroads Guitar Festival, hosted by Eric Clapton himself.
Slow Hand himself. And do you know why? Do you know why he's called Slow Hand?
You know what? I probably heard it at one point or another, but I don't remember it at this point.
Apparently it has something to do with the word slow hand clap, which basically is the sound of this. Which, I don't know what that means, but if we check out Wikipedia, I think we can find out why.
Probably something with 4-4 timing.
That's possibly the case. That's possibly the case. Eric Clapton, what a story that man has had. What a life that man has had. And, yes, we're going to hear from Overlord Hollis later on throughout the program. So it might seem if our program's slightly a bit truncated, but guess what? I don't mind. I don't mind at all because it gives me a chance to go take a pee a little bit more, just a little bit more. When he gets to be my age... Yeah, that's what you tend to do. You take a few more trips to the bathroom. But we're grateful to God that Overlord Hollis is in Chicago doing the Lord's work and doing what needs to be done. And, yes, as you can tell, I've been out in the sun. Hello, Gamer RJ.
Hello, Joey. You know, that with having to go so often, that really must kill you when you run the board.
Well, not
with having to be stuck in the studio.
Not anymore, because Chris is running the board. I'm stuck in the studio. Yes, it is That Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Welcome to it. I'm Joey Donovan. He's Gamer RJ. Welcome back after a couple weeks out.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back.
And I hope everything comes to a very right and proper conclusion.
We all do.
Yes, we all
we
do.
All...
Yes, we do.
We do. And that's Chris West on the other side of the glass. Hello, Chris.
Oh, how's everybody doing this weekend?
I'm great, thanks. I'm great. I helped my girl out put down some mulch.
Oh, always fun, yard work.
Yeah, yard work, considering I'm a sci-fi fan, which basically means that, you know, the only intensive work I've ever done is just trying to do a little drag and drop on Facebook. So
I don't know. I'm intensively waiting for this download to finish.
Ah, yes.
Okay,
yes
I've been
yes.
waiting for like an hour now.
Yes.
Do you happen to be doing any crop circles in your yard work?
No, thankfully no. Thankfully not. We're not doing that. We're not doing it at all. Although, if it means much, I understand that, speaking of crop circles, somebody has done... Somewhere in the UK about a few months ago, somebody did a crop circle, not a crop circle, but an indentation of a Dalek.
Really?
From Doctor Who. Yeah.
I'll have to look that up and see if I can get if they got one of the helicopter shots of it from above.
Yeah, do a Google search on that. Do a Google search. But we'll go ahead and check on that. We'll also go ahead and talk about a few other things over the course of the next 2 hours. First off, let's go ahead and thank our sponsors for this hour, Willard Water, Mr. Eric Clapton, and the Crossroads Center of Antigua. And Sound Pillow. Also want to thank our internet partners, intherooms.com, mysoberscene.com, vacancylove.com. Thank you all. Just a heads up as well, this fine program, Holistic Lifestyles Radio, is on the air 7 days a week, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. and 10 to 11 p.m., Saturdays from 4 to 6 p.m. with that sci-fi show, and Sunday nights from 9 p.m. to 12 midnight, I believe, from 9 to 10 o'clock, it's In the Rooms Radio, and Intervention 911 with Ken Seeley from 10 p.m. to 12 midnight. Also, just to give you a heads up, we got a lot of responses for our presence last weekend over at at Florida SuperCon down in Miami.
Miami.
Well, yeah, that's what happens when you're like an old man. You call it Miami, not Miami. But yeah, big reception, and a number of folks have asked us to in terms of the reception we had, which meant that nobody threw things at us, or nobody called security. But I can safely say
it's
that
it's the first time for everything.
Yeah, you're right about that. I could not make it because somebody had to more or less run the board. But Chris was there, and Sci-Fi Amy was there. She's not here today. She's out searching for the perfect cosmopolitan. But we will hear from her again. Next week, I think what we're going to do is, since it's July 4th weekend, and I'm sure Chris will attest to this, next week, and considering everybody liked last week's show, we're going to go ahead and play it again. And give Mike Broder, for whom we thank greatly for giving us some prime real estate, for letting us be at the near the opening of Florida SuperCon. When you walk into the place, you saw us, or at least you saw our presence, and you saw our booth, and or at least our table, and you saw our big banner, and you saw like the small business size card flyers, and you saw Chris, and you saw Sci-Fi Amy, and we want to thank Mike Broder again. So I think we're going to go ahead and just replay last week's show next week, July 4th weekend.
We got a lot of response for the Soup Nazi interviews that we did and the interview with Max Wassa.
Yeah.
We also got response from the emails for Don Wells, which I'm still surprised we got.
Don Wells from Gilligan's Island, yeah.
Yeah, the original Lost. Who would have thunk it?
Exactly. But you have to understand one very important thing. That's comfort food, Gilligan. I mean, there's only a handful of TV shows that people can sit down, watch, and agree, and say that they grew up on that. And Don Wells said that they raised, what, three generations so far with Gilligan's
Island. At least. I would say, you know, if it still plays at Nick at Night at sometimes, there's a fourth generation getting brought up on it now.
That's right. Speaking of television, you know, this really bothers me because of the fact that this is the 36th year that this awards series has been out. This is the 36th annual awards that came out for this yesterday in Los Angeles. A lot of people show up for it. A lot of big name stars. Everybody from Steven Spielberg to Harrison Ford to George Lucas to all the big to everybody associated with the current sci-fi fantasy series. But strangely enough, it's never been televised except I think for once. And I think the one time I can say it was because of the fact that William Shatner performed Rocket Man on that program.
Oh yeah.
It's the Saturn Awards. Now, I don't know about you, but the Saturn Awards, for all intents and purposes, is an award presented annually by the Academy of Science Fiction, Fantasy, and Horror Films to honor the top works in science fiction. And the awards were held last night. Now, the first awards were presented in 1972 by William Shatner, and I think that's where we have that. But I think it was the only time it was broadcast because of the fact that I have not seen it yet. I've not seen it yet. I haven't seen it on television. And you would think that the Sci-Fi Channel would broadcast the Saturn Awards.
You'd think with all the other crap they put on, you know, Rock Monster and Mega This versus Mega That.
Well,
the newest announcement, I have to remember the movie title, but it's going to be Debbie Gibson versus Tiffany. The 80s pop stars battling it out in the next Mega Shark versus Mega Gator
or whatever it's called.
Yeah, well, essentially, for those of you who didn't, I mean, we have the Oscars, we have the Emmys, we have the Daytime Emmys, the Primetime Emmys, you have the Grammys, you have the Tonys, you have the Golden Globes, you have the Golden Raspberry Awards, and even though the Raspberries were never televised, but still, I mean, the Saturn Awards, I mean, I can understand 1972, sci-fi is just for a bunch of nevish kids, you know, who like sit around and just play Mr. Spock, but now, I mean, we're in the 21st century, we're living science fiction. science fiction has dominated, I think, what, two-thirds of the top 100 grossing movies of all time, if not 75%. So how come we don't have a television entity, God knows there's 5,000 of them, broadcasting the Saturn Awards? And, you know, Thomas Vitale, for whom I've had the pleasure of interviewing a few years back, he is the head of programming for Sci-Fi, VP in charge of programming for the Sci-Fi Channel, back to when it was spelled SCI-FI, or SCI-FI.
The real spelling.
Exactly. You would think that the money that they have in the budget to go ahead and produce these popcorn movies, which end up being produced in Bulgaria, which are these survival projects for the likes of Eric Roberts and ex-Playboy Playmates, you know, to make a few shekels, or at least on scale, to pay the rent out, you know, on their condos in Los Angeles. Do you think you'd go ahead and just like scupper a few dollars here and there just to go ahead and at least pre-record these things? I mean, I hate to say this, but the Daytime Emmy Awards hit a low last year when they were broadcast on the CW. Now, granted, it was the highest thing, the highest rated thing the CW had last year.
Well, of course. Well, how well did the Spike Awards do? I mean, the Scream Awards. What is the awards?
Scream Awards.
Yeah, the Scream Awards on Spike.
Spike Awards and the Scream Awards.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. They're both on Spike TV. And
yeah,
both years, they do celebrate a good
exactly.
variety of comic book, sci-fi,
yeah.
and, you know,
yeah.
they get
Video
a lot of promo.
And whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, they get a lot of promo. I mean, I think it was last year, Frank Miller was the Entertainer of the Year Award.
Yeah. So, I mean, if Spike can do this, why not Sci-Fi? Good grief. Somebody find a carrier for the
well,
Saturn Awards.
Well, Sci-Fi's busy putting all their funds into, here's the title,
mm-hmm.
Mega Python versus Gatoroid.
All right.
Okay. Well,
cannot wait to miss that one.
By the way, just a heads up, yeah, the CW had the highest ratings ever, if you will, where last year's Daytime Emmy Awards were concerned. So its parent company, Viacom, which also happens to own the big eye, CBS, is now broadcasting it. So that's going to be on tomorrow night. Regis Philbin is hosting it. And I just want to say this as an aside before I go into the Saturn Awards, who won last night. Thursday in Brooklyn, New York, the last episode of As the World Turns was videotaped. Now, you're probably wondering, what the heck does that have to do with sci-fi? Nothing at all. But that being said, the fact that it's been on the air for 54 years, since April 2nd of 1956, that says a lot. And it's, again, it's just another sad sign that a genre is dying because of the fact that the audience is dying with it. And it's very, very sad to see As the World Turns go off the air. Very sad to see Guiding Light go off the air after 72 years on both radio and television. But I'm
That's quite a dominance in ratings, too, over the years, hasn't it?
Well, you have to understand one very important thing. The soap opera's last big heyday was about 30 years ago when Luke and Laura got married on General Hospital. It was like 13.1 million viewers saw that one episode, and that's never been broken again. That record's never been broken
well,
again.
Well, I've just been giving a little bit of thought, and I can see a sci-fi aspect for most daytime soap operas.
Mm-hmm.
They're all Time Lords. They all regenerate into new people, but they stay the same character.
Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah, it's like same actor, different character. And, of course, there's been some sci-fi elements as well, like, well...
Witches and magic. My mom is a fan of some that I've actually had to sit through. It.
Days of Our Lives?
I don't know which one.
Yeah, no idea what it is or what the hell
but
it was about.
I just remembered seeing a witch...
And some
reading people's fortunes and then predicting the future.
Oh, wait. That was Passions.
And then didn't she have some little creepy Cousin Oliver ripoff running around?
Well, no, that was Timmy, and he was played by an actor who actually was a little person, and he passed away. Yes, he died in 2001 of a Passion.
A little person?
Yes, it was a little person, yeah.
Wow, that really passed off for a kid then.
Yeah, well, that was the thing. He was actually a doll that came to life. But, of course, when it was around Tabitha, which is the name of the witch, you know, it's like he was a doll. But when he was alone, he was a... But anyways, end result.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, remember Dark Shadows? I mean, that had 5 years on ABC Daytime. And we were planning to schedule to have Stuart Manning, who by the way is also involved as producer of the Dark Shadows segment of the Big Finish production audio serials for Dark Shadows, because Jonathan Frid came back as Barnabas Collins for this one particular audio. Jonathan Frid is 86 years old. He lives somewhere in Ontario. He's still active. He's still got it. Visit his website, jonathanfrid.com. I'll tell you what, man, you can learn a lot from this man. This man does great dramatic readings. He's still his mind is sharp as a tack. He's still on point. This will be his third straight Dark Shadows Festival he's attending, this time coming up in Los Angeles, I think in August. We should have Stuart Manning and Jim Pearson sometime next month. But anyways, okay, before we go on to break, let's go ahead and at least cover the Saturn Awards, which you didn't watch on TV last night. The Saturn Awards were dominated by James Cameron's 3D masterpiece Avatar, which garnered 10 Saturn Awards. The film not only was named Best Science Fiction Film, Best Actor and Actress, in this case Sam Worthington and Zoe Saldana, respectively, Best Supporting Actor and Actress, Stephen Lang and Sigourney Weaver, respectively, Best Special Effects, Best Music, Best Production Design, and Best Writer, but also for Best Director James Cameron. And now this film holds a record for most Saturn Awards wins of all time. Other Best Film winners included for Best Fantasy Film, Watchmen, for Best Horror Film, Drag Me to Hell, for Best Animation, Monsters vs. Aliens, for Best International Film, District 9. Great film!
Oh, District 9 is very awesome film. I cannot wait for District 10 to come out.
Yeah, yeah.
Which got greenlit like the day after it premiered.
Mm, yeah, and Best Action-Adventure Thriller, Inglourious Bastards.
That was such a great film. I don't care. There's nothing bad about that film.
Yeah. J.J. Abrams' Bad Robot Productions was well represented with honors in television programming. Lost receiving Best Network TV Series and Best TV Actor, Josh Holloway, while Fringe scared up two awards for Best TV Actress, Anna Torv, and Best Actor in a Guest Starring Role, Leonard Nimoy.
I hate to break in on this, but speaking of Josh Holloway, and I can see him in the role, he is rumored to be playing Snake in the Escape from New York remake.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, and now, after seeing him for the past 6 years play James Ford, a.k.a. Sawyer on Lost, I can see him playing Snake.
Now, there was a film
hands down.
There was a film that Liza Minnelli did with Robert De Niro that was a musical that was a bomb. It was called New York, New York. And I remember when the original Escape from New York came out, and the sequel is called Escape from New York, New York, in which Kurt Russell was trying to like get out of this movie theater that was sealed off, and he was forced to watch New York, New York with Liza Minnelli and Robert De Niro, and you kids are too young for this. Not to be outdone, AMC...
Not to know what you're talking... I do know what you're talking about, but...
Okay. Yeah, I know. Still, not to be outdone, AMC's groundbreaking series Breaking Bad took home two Saturns itself.
Best Very bad news for Breaking Bad fans out there.
Canceled?
Fellow ones. No, it's going to be continued, but season 4 is not going to begin until July of 2011. AMC announced it yesterday.
What?
It's that they want to put that much time and effort to build the script up, film what they need to.
Wow. Then you know they're really going to take it to the next level.
Yeah, not bad.
That show is like, it's on top. I mean, writing-wise, storyline, the way it's shot, everything is just top-notch.
And it has
a
great ensemble cast. I was worried about... After how this season ended, I was worried of how long it was going to take for them to come back.
Yeah.
Well, we'll only find out sometime middle of next
13
year.
Months.
Well, if you guys want to feel really creeped out for you Breaking Bad fans out there, go to YouTube and there's a What If Breaking Bad Was Made by ABC Family. And all they did was they took an episode and they added a laugh track into inappropriate parts.
Let me say this about ABC Family. ABC Family originally was, before that was Fox Family Channel, and before that was a Family Channel, which was originally CBN, the Christian Broadcasting Network, which was owned by Pat Robertson. When Pat Robertson sold the works about 10 years ago to Fox Family, the stipulation was that for 24 hours of programming per day, two of those hours went to the 700 Club. You take a look at the shows on ABC Family, Confessions of a Teenage Pregnant Girl, I think it is, and you see the content on that, and you also see like Dirty Little Liars, the new show that's popped up here.
I have no idea what plays on that channel.
Neither do I.
All I know is that there was
a you're definitely
very...
not speaking to the right audience.
I'm just watching promos, but if you're Pat Robertson, you're just like so upset because you sold the works to and are showing programs that aren't even wholesome family stuff.
If you're Pat Robertson, you're hated by the rest of the world, so it's all right.
All right. The highlights of the award ceremony, by the way, Breaking Bad took home two Saturns, Best Syndicated Cable TV Series, and Best Supporting TV Actor Aaron Paul. Highlights of the award ceremony with the special awards presented throughout the evening on the 30th anniversary of his film Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back. Director Irvin Kershner was honored with a Life Career Award. Harrison Ford congratulated him from location in Mexico by videotape. Lando Calrissian himself, Billy Dee Williams, read a letter from George Lucas and presented an award to Kershner's son, who accepted on his father's behalf. The writing producing team of Roberto Orci and Alex Kurtzman, Star Trek, Fringe, Transformers, received the prestigious George Powell Memorial Award in honor of their unending imagination and dedication, according to the press release, to creating amazing genre-bending blockbusters at the movies and on television. Lauren Shuler Donner received the the Producers Showcase Award for a strong body of work in genre films, including the X-Men franchise. COO of DC Entertainment, Jeff Johns, presented the award. Hugh Jackman congratulated her from the set of his new movie. Many genre leaders in attendance were Sci-Fi Take Notice, Guillermo del Toro, Sam Raimi, Quentin Tarantino, Zack Snyder, Malcolm McDowell, David Hedison. That's right, David Hedison. It's a journey to the bottom of a voyage to the bottom of the sea. John Landau from Avatar, Rod Lurie, Deborah Snyder, Neil Marshall, Lloyd Levin, legendary Disney composer Richard Sherman, Mary Poppins won an award, the Broadway musical. Billy Dee Williams, Michelle Monaghan, Carlton Cruise, and Adam Horowitz from Lost. Brian Burke from Star Trek and Fringe. Lisa Stewart from Monsters and Aliens. Vince Gilligan from Breaking Bad. Stephen Lang, Jeff Johns, James Remar, Lucas Hayes, Catherine Hicks, Kelly Q, Aaron Paul, Mark Shepard, William Catt, James Kyson Lee, John Seda from The Pacific, Lance Reddick from Fringe, Mark Pellegrino from Lost, Michelle Trachtenberg, Zachary Levi and Josh Gomez, John DeLancey, Rod Roddenberry, Sean Topp from The Last Airbender, Brando Eaton, plus newcomers Kiernan Shipka from Mad Men and Haley and Tatum McCann. The 36th annual Saturn Awards were presented by the Academy of Science Fiction, Fantasy, and Horror Films, which is a nonprofit organization created in 1972 to honor, recognize, and promote genre entertainment, and it still doesn't have a television network to run the awards.
Maybe it's for the best that it doesn't. That way it doesn't get ruined.
No, trust me.
By adding on 800 different categories that mean nothing.
You can pre-record it. You can pre-record it just like what they did with the MTV Movie Awards until this year when everything was they were dropping F-bombs like you wouldn't believe, but that's another story for another time. We got a break?
We got a break.
Okay. We're going to hear from Overlord Hollis shortly, aren't we?
He should be calling in any moment now.
From the Crossroads Guitar Festival. Stay tuned. We're going to hear from him. And, yeah, we'll have more of that Sci-Fi Show. Speaking of which, he's calling up right now. Let's go to a break. That Sci-Fi Show continues on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Visit our website, that's scifishow.com. We're on blogtalkradio.com. Listen to us live on the internet, wwnnradio.com. And check out the website for the mothership, holisticlifestylesradio.com. Stay tuned. After the break, we'll be hearing live from Chicago, from the Crossroads Guitar Festival, where Slow Hand is. We'll find out what Slow Hand means. Check it out on Wikipedia, by the way. We'll hear more from John Hollis at the Crossroads Guitar Festival after the break. It's that Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Stay with us.
During the summer, my kids are a virtual bug buffet for mosquitoes, chiggers, ants, and other creepy crawlers I can't even name. Unfortunately, many of the bug bite remedies on the market are full of toxins that are bad for the environment and my kids' health. Luckily, we have Willard Water. Willard Water is non-toxic and helps alleviate the symptoms of bug bites without filling my kids full of harmful toxins. Willard Water helps dull the pain and itching that often accompany bug bites. Willard Water has also been found to help the body heal itself faster by accelerating our body's natural healing processes. When bugs start feasting on my kids, I use Willard Water. If you care about your kids and the environment, you should too.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
My name is John Hollis, and of course I'm with Holistic Lifestyles Radio, and we want to talk about Crossroads of Antigua, helping people take the first step towards change. Do you know somebody struggling with addiction to alcohol, prescription medication, or other drugs? Crossroads Center of Antigua provides comprehensive detoxification, treatment, and continuing care services within a holistic body, mind, and spirit approach to recovery. Founded by Mr. Clapton, Eric Clapton, Crossroads Center is recognized as one of the top 10 international programs for addiction services. Crossroads provides quality, affordable care for individuals and their families. Call now for a free, confidential assessment and speak with one of course, their admission counselors. Give them a call at 877-318-8834 or check out the website at crossroadsantigua.org. And remember, recovery is possible and is often life-saving.
Let me tell you about the meditation Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, and fear, causing long, sleepless nights. Sound Pillow can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go to www.soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. While you're there,
check out the many endorsements from addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call Sound Pillow toll-free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488, and let the healing begin. Remember, soundspillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. Call 877-846-6488.
The greatest guitar players are coming together to perform live on one stage. Eric Clapton's Crossroads Guitar Festival 2010. For one night only at select theaters, see the biggest names perform just for you. Featuring Allman Brothers Band, B.B. King, Buddy Guy, Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, John Mayer, Kev Moe, Robert Cray, Steve Winwood, Vince Gill, ZZ Top, and more. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime event. Get your tickets today, one night only on July 27th. For participating theaters and ticket information, visit FathomEvents.com.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right, welcome. This is John Hollis with Holistic Lifestyles Radio, Rockers in Recovery. And we are, of course, coming to you live from the Toyota Park in Chicago. We want to welcome everybody to the show, and Rockers in Recovery wants to thank, of course, the Clapton Foundation and all the rest of the folks that made this possible for us to get up here from Miami. And I also want to take the time to tell you about the show. As of right now, we've had Robert Randolph, we've had Robert Cray, Jimmy Vaughn, ZZ Top. There's been all kinds of great artists. Sheryl Crow's on right now as we speak. And, of course, we got some great, great, great guests coming up, and we're looking forward to a great night of music. This is all in support of the Crossroads Foundation and, of course, Crossroads Center of Antigua. I ask you, please, to go to crossroadsantigua.org and click on the donate button. You can also go to crossroadsguitarfestival.com, and there's a PayPal there, and you can make donations right now. Of course, all of the proceeds from today's event is going to help people that are struggling with addiction and need treatment. And, of course, Holistic Lifestyles Radio and Rockers in Recovery and all Ken Cielias, the interventionist, and all of the rest of the folks like InTheRooms.com. That's what we do. 15 hours a week on a radio station, 1470 AM, is carrying a message of hope to people that might be hopeless and suffering from addiction or family members that are dealing with an addict or an alcoholic. So this is a way to be able to support, and, of course, anybody that lives in the Caribbean, the Crossroads Center of Antigua actually funds people that don't have money, and they do have a sliding scale for anybody anywhere in the world. So if you call up and you need treatment, they're not going to hold you back because you don't have funds. They will get you help. So that's the good thing. And, of course, go to crossroadsantigua.org. And you can donate your money there today, and we really appreciate anybody that makes a donation. It doesn't matter if it's $2 or if it's $200. Whatever you can afford, we could definitely use it towards the cause. And, of course, being here has been an absolute joy for me, and the people that, of course, with the Clapton Foundation have made this trip for me just unbelievable. And I want to thank, of course, Chris West and Joey Donovan back in the station that are holding down the fort while I'm gone. I'll be back, next week. Tomorrow night, what we're going to do is we're going to be blistering up some of today's show. We've done sound bites all day long on a recorder, on a digital recorder. And we're taking that digital recorder, and we're going to break down the sound bites, and we're going to have a show tomorrow night that's going to be pretty incredible, and different interviews and different things that were happening during the show. You can check that out between 10 and midnight tomorrow night. We'll have it all together and ready to go. We are real happy to be here. Want to thank, of course, all of the folks at home that are listening, WNN 1470 AM listeners, Blog Talk Radio listeners, Facebook, InTheRooms.com, MySoberScene, and all of the rest of the folks that tune in regularly and make, of course, this all worthwhile to be able to help another human being. Thanks, guys. We're going to go out and enjoy the show.
Overlord Hollis, John Hollis, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll be hearing from him later on during the broadcast as well. Hey, it's his house. We just live in it. You know, what can I tell you? Hey, just a heads up, I found this out on IMDb.com. While many people believe that Eric Clapton's nickname Slow Hand is because his fingers are slow on the guitar, it's actually because once during a concert he played his guitar so hard that one of his strings broke and he took time out to restring it. As he did, the fans in attendance began a slow hand clap. So that's essentially, you know, just another piece of rock and or roll history. Eric Clapton, the big Clapton Guitar Festival in Chicago at the Toyota Park.
Chicago,
that toddling town.
The Bears.
Mm-hmm. The Bears.
The Bulls.
The Bulls. Yeah. The Coach. Mm-hmm.
Detka.
yeah. That sci-fi show continues on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. He's Chris West. That's Gamer RJ over there keeping silent. I'm Joey Donovan. Glad to have you with us. Sci-fi Amy is off this week because she worked her butt off trying to get all these guests.
She did an awesome job for her first con, and I won't spoil it, mm-hmm. but she has a first con story with a celebrity.
Ah.
Something may or may not have happened.
That was at Florida SuperCon last weekend in Miami. Is he bigger than a bread box, or is he smaller than a bread box?
I don't know.
What kind of bread box are we talking here?
Well, let's say this, that mm-hmm. the bread box that we're talking about had a TV series where he voiced a character that wanted to control the world. He was an invader.
Oh.
Of sorts.
Hmm.
He also voiced another character.
Yes, that's right.
Where
he
got to deal with the afterlife
of sorts and controlling the Grim Reaper in a stupid fashion.
Does he get a check for this on residuals?
Oh, I'm sure he does.
I sure hope so.
Oh, totally nice guy. You know, very friendly to the show. Did a couple of sound bites for us, and you know, we'll find out more from Amy when she comes back next week.
Oh, we won't. No.
No, we probably won't now.
I know. But by the way, next week we're going to be rebroadcasting our show we did last week, which was over at Florida SuperCon, so just a heads up.
We're going to have to wait 2 weeks for the story.
So if Max Wassa happens to be listening to us on the line, or at least anybody else like Don Wells, John Wesley Shipp, Tia Carrera, and the Soup Nazi himself, Larry Thomas, by all means, they can listen to us through Blog Talk Radio and, of course, rebroadcast of the show next week. By the way, more sci-fi news, as it is that sci-fi show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. We knew that Guillermo del Toro had to quit his job directing The Hobbit, and a lot of people were saying, wouldn't it be cool if Peter Jackson could actually helm the two Hobbit movies? Well, it seems like it is true.
That's correct. Peter Jackson is signing on to pick up where Guillermo del Toro, famous for Hellboy and Pan's Labyrinth, mm-hmm. and pick up and take over. I mean, he did a great job on the Lord of the Rings series.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can all agree on that. Even the extended 3-hour cut of each version was very good.
Yeah,
very true to the book.
Great butt numathons those films were.
Yeah.
Great butt numathons. Yeah.
Though at the same token, I think the you can still make fun of it to the sense of Clerks 2. For those of you who know, I will not go into the story of Clerks 2.
Yeah.
If you have not seen it, please do.
Yeah.
And it explains Lord of the Rings in a very simple way.
Yeah. Earlier this month, as well, we know after Guillermo del Toro quit his Hobbit directing gig, Jackson said his taking over was unlikely due to current commitments, but he did leave a slim possibility open, that is, according to Sci-Fi Wire, and we say slim because he sounded a bit reluctant by saying, quote, if that's what I have to do to protect Warner Brothers' investment, then obviously that's one angle which I'll explore, end quote. Apparently, explore he did because his deal is being reportedly negotiated right now with Warner Brothers New Line and Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, otherwise known as MGM. There are no further details as of yet other than the fact that Jackson, Fran Walsh, and Philippa Boyens are scheduled to head to London the week of July 4th, after which they'll be going to L.A. to meet with the actors who've impressed them the most from those that have been taped by casting directors. I'm glad to see this is going.
Oh, I am too. Definitely, you know, The Hobbit growing up was one of my favorite books of all time. Later getting it as I got older, got into Lord of the Rings, being a much darker series. But The Hobbit, it's just that it's a good story no matter what. I mean, if you really, what I loved about The Hobbit was the old 1970s cartoons cartoon movies they did with the long musical intros that explained everything in detail. And if you're wondering what I'm talking about, there's a South Park episode where they have a character named Lemmy Winks take a trip, and that is what the kind of music is throughout the entire movie.
That's it. That's the
following the Hobbit, explaining in detail, like Randy Newman following on his shoulder.
And now Lemmy Winks, that's the one with Paris Hilton, yes?
No, the second time around, Lemmy Winks, there was a reference to Lemmy Winks in the Paris Hilton episode. Lemmy Winks actually came in the episode and in season six called entitled The Death Camp of Tolerance.
Yes, that's right, where...
Okay.
Intolerance will not be tolerated.
Okay. Well, we'll check that out on southparkstudios.com. As an aside here, Guillermo del Toro makes a surprise appearance at the Saturn Awards last night, which wasn't broadcast. He was not on a list of expected guests and didn't have a film up for any category, but he came to celebrate with his buddies anyway. Even he didn't know that Peter Jackson would step in and direct the two Hobbit movies. Del Toro just got back in town and was already thinking positively about moving ahead with new films. As he said in Burbank, California, quote, "I want to be, if possible, shooting in May next year, so I need something that is ready to go into pre-production immediately," end quote. That rules out Hellboy 3 and the Frankenstein project Del Toro wants to direct. Neither could have screenplays ready to go by May, saying, quote, "I'm presenting the storylines for Frankenstein Universal, but the screenplay is not ready. Hellboy 3 is the same. So if we went into Hellboy, it would need to be the next movie after this one or whatever, but I don't know yet," end quote. Del Toro added that he is choosing among three scripts and hopes to make his announcement at Comic-Con in July. He won't get to do Middle Earth, but Del Toro has plans to create whole other worlds.
Well, he does a good job when he goes out of his way for background scenes, especially in Hellboy 2, where you saw the Golden Army, just that whole pit as it came alive.
Yeah.
I mean, the detail behind it was very good. Pan's Labyrinth just speaks for itself. The entire movie was a giant backdrop of detail.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to see how all this pans out because of the fact that there's just one way to do things, and there's an old saying, want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. So after the break, we're going to talk more about five things Sam Raimi told Sci-Fi Wire about his World of Warcraft movie. And speaking of Sam Raimi, just something I think you guys would really like to see. It's also on Sci-Fi Wire. This is what happens when you have when you haven't been doing much except helping out your fiance put mulch down inside of her house. You don't really get to pull much in terms of news. So something about Bruce Campbell and about a can of soup.
Yes. These are awesome, by the way.
When we
get back, we will talk about it.
We will talk about it. It's all coming up as we wrap up this first hour of That Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Visit our website, thatscifishow.com. We're on blogtalkradio.com. Oh, what else? Well, you can listen to us online, streaming audio, wwnnradio.com, and visit the mothership, the website that is for Holistic Lifestyles Radio. It's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Stay tuned. More after the break. Slowhand plays us out. That's Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Stay with us.
Let me tell you about the meditation Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, and fear, causing long, sleepless nights. Sound Pillow can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go to www.soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. While you're there, check out the many endorsements from addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call Sound Pillow toll free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Remember, soundspillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. Call 877-846-6488.
After my son was born, my face broke out with red blotches and acne. There's not a single cream, cleanser, toner, or scrub I didn't try to clear up my face. Then my mom recommended I try Willard Water. She's been using Willard Water for years. She recommended spraying some on my face to help clear my skin. I thought, hey, what could it hurt? I could see a difference in no time. Not only did it clear up the breakouts, the Willard water smoothed the texture and tone of my skin. Now Willard water is part of my everyday skincare regimen. I've recommended it to my friend who suffers from eczema, and it even worked for her. Now I know what works for me, and that's Willard water.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
My name is John Hollis, and of course I'm with Holistic Lifestyles Radio, and we want to talk about Crossroads of Antigua, helping people take the first step towards change. Do you know somebody struggling with addiction to alcohol, prescription medication, or other drugs? Crossroads Center of Antigua provides comprehensive detoxification, treatment, and continuing care services within a holistic body, mind, and spirit approach to recovery. Founded by Mr. Clapton, Eric Clapton, Crossroads Center is recognized as one of the top 10 international programs for addiction services. Crossroads provides quality, affordable care for individuals and their families. Call now for a free confidential assessment and speak with one of course, their admission counselors. Give them a call at 877-318-8834 or check out the website at crossroadsantigua.org. And remember, recovery is possible and is often life-saving.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
That Sci-Fi Show continues on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Welcome back to it. I'm Joey Donovan. He's Gamer RJ, and he's Chris West. So glad to have you with us. Sci-Fi Amy is out searching for the perfect cosmopolitan, and she bloody well deserves it. By the way, just something I noticed also on Sci-Fi Wire, I think Fox is making a Martian Chronicles film.
Really?
Yeah, that's the good news, according to Sci-Fi Wire. Ray Bradbury's groundbreaking The Martian Chronicles is being made into a big-budget Hollywood movie. The bad news is Ray Bradbury's groundbreaking The Martian Chronicles is being made into a big-budget Hollywood movie.
Producers will come through and rape this thoroughly.
Exactly. It may or may not get worse, depending on your opinion of the recent blockbuster version of iRobot. If you like it, rejoice, because according to the LA Times, quote, sources say that John Davis, the Fox-based producer behind such science fiction hits as Alien vs. Predator and iRobot, has optioned film rights to the Ray Bradbury classic in which humans land on Mars after a cataclysmic disaster and interact/clash with the natives in a series of interlinked adventures. Bradbury's 1950 short story collection has made it to the screen before. In a 1980 NBC television miniseries that starred Rock Hudson and Bernadette Peters.
Wow, what a cast.
Really, it's in public domain somewhere on DVD. But 30 years later, there's plenty more that technology in 3D could bring to the tales. I'd like to see how this turns out.
Wasn't it just done? Wasn't it the Pandora Chronicles?
No. It's the Martian Chronicles.
I understand it's the Martian Chronicles, but I'm saying it wasn't a spin, an alternate version of it, just released.
I would have to look into that, but I believe, I want to say yes, that there is some sort of series that kind of is like it.
Okay, I'm just going to go straight to the joke. I was trying to make fun of Avatar.
Very good.
Sorry, I didn't come out right. I apologize to all.
It's okay. It's fine.
It's just, you know, I've never seen nor will I ever see Avatar, so that's probably why I didn't give it.
Five things Sam Raimi told Sci-Fi Wire about his World of Warcraft movie, and you'll have to look at this at Sci-Fi Wire.
This is my boomstick?
No. Five things they've learned, as he told them when he was at the Saturn Awards last night in Burbank, California, which was not televised, by the way. So far, it's only 40 pages. Robert Rodat's screenplay for World of Warcraft has taken a long time. So far, he's only got a 40-page outline of the story. Long way to go before they have a 120-page screenplay, but at least it's in progress. Second, they're picking the best characters and battlefields from the game. The massively multiplayer online role-playing game has tons of characters and lots of lands for them to conquer. Raimi is going through choosing the best ones to make a movie about, saying, quote, there are so many characters in the game that we're really trying to pull upon the most exciting and different characters of the game. So many characters and so many different professions. I don't think we could touch upon all of them satisfactorily.
Are they going to have Mr. T's ninth elf mohawk?
I sure hope not. So we're trying to choose the ones that are interesting and could play a part in a drama that slowly develops, end quote. Third, Raimi likes the biggest and the smallest creatures. One thing Raimi already knows is he wants the biggest and the smallest of World of Warcraft's characters in the movie, saying, quote, I like the use of scale, the giant monsters they have. I love the different sizes and the powers that they have. Some are great warriors with axes like an orc, or others, maybe like a human paladin, can carry those great awesome war hammers, but I think it'll be really cool to see them in battle. Number four, this World of Warcraft will feel like reality. As cool as the graphics on World of Warcraft are, Raimi wants to bring it to reality. He wants the land of Azeroth to look like a place we could live in without locking onto a computer network. Quote, we're just trying to create realistic characters that can live in the World of Warcraft as though you were in the game itself in one or two or three of these environments and see the interaction of those great mythical iconic characters, end quote. And the fifth thing, also, Raimi plays. Sam Raimi isn't just looking at World of Warcraft from the outside. He spent hours obsessively exploring the game online. Quote, I had a level 29 shaman that somebody deleted by accident that I worked my way up to. Now I've worked a new character all the way up to level 72. So that's exactly how big a fan I am. I'm not into
how power. Did somebody accidentally delete his character from his account? As a former World of Warcraft player, unless one of his aides may have had access to the account and deleted one of eight character slots? I don't
know. Damn you, Sam Raimi.
Don't know.
Anyways, your shaman will pay.
Anyways, to finish this quote, so that's exactly how a big fan I am, how big a fan I am. I'm not into power leveling, other people doing it for me. I've spent that many days in World of Warcraft, end quote. I hope he didn't end up like being morbidly obese like the guys from South Park did in that Make Love, Not Warcraft
episode. Yeah, Make Love, Not Warcraft, the Emmy-winning episode.
And the guy who they beat, did he live in South Florida?
I don't remember.
I do not believe they actually gave a location for him.
They just showed his room where he never left.
So now there's a room, but there's a window with a palm tree in the background.
Why, are you trying to say I looked resembled the guy?
I'm not saying anything. Also, go to scifiwire.com and take a look at Bruce Campbell's...
Well, not just scifiwire.com. We have it linked to it on thatscifishow.com.
Oh, of course, okay. Yeah. So if you ever feel like printing out some really cool soup labels.
Oh, this was made in honor of Bruce's birthday this past Tuesday, June 22nd. Happy birthday, Bruce.
Happy birthday, the man with the chin.
That's right. And his boomstick as well. Take a look at it. But for those of you who are just wondering what we're talking about, since obviously this is radio, Bruce Campbell's condensed cream of darkness soup.
Oh, then there's the Bisco O.
What?
Hold on, I'm bringing them up right now.
Well, while you're bringing it up, I'll read the side label. Bruce Campbell's cream of darkness is based on an ancient recipe from the Necronomicon and made with only the finest ingredients from the gardens of medieval English what does it say? Oh, well. Let's see. End result, yeah, have fun looking at this. Have fun looking at this.
What's the Gumbo Hotep?
Gumbo Hotep.
Gumbo Hotep.
Bisco County Jr. And the PDF is not loading, so I can't see the fourth one.
Oh.
But there are four soup labels in all. All dedicated to the various characters that Bruce Campbell has played throughout the years and some of the most memorable roles.
By the way,
but the only two that are missing, though, I'm sorry to interrupt, Sam Axe from Bar Notice.
Oh, definitely.
And Jack of All Trades.
Okay. That's right. Great. The short-lived, but great show. My apologies for interrupting. Something that you mentioned to me, RJ, before we got back into our final segment, which we're wrapping up shortly. Doctor Who had their season finale tonight on BBC One, and for those of you who are wondering about that story arc in regards to that crack, if you will, if you've been watching Doctor Who lately, then you're already aware of that crack in the universe that's been following the Doctor and his companion Amy Pond all season, and based on the image of the day spotted over at the Daily Galaxy, that crack may be real. This snake-like object located at about 11,000 light-years away in the constellation Sagittarius was snapped by NASA's Spitzer Space Telescope, and as described, it sounds as scary as anything the Doctor has ever faced. If you want to check it out, it's over at the Daily Galaxy, which is dailygalaxy.com, and just find out where the image of the day is. It's too long for the URL. All right, we got to end this first hour, and I have to be leaving shortly because I'm due to see some friends for a birthday. We want to thank our sponsors for this hour, Willard Water, Mr. Eric Clapton, and the Crossroads Center of Antigua, and Sound Pillow. Stay tuned, coming up after the top of the hour break. We're going to hear more from Overlord Hollis as he's reporting live via telephone from Toyota Park at the Clapton Crossroads, Eric Clapton Crossroads Guitar Festival. Just a heads up, we want to thank our internet partners, intherooms.com, mysoberscene.com, vacancylove.com. Our website is thatscifishow.com. We're on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen to us streaming on audio, streaming audio at www.nnradio.com, and also visit the website for the mothership at www.holisticlifestylesradio.com. So, Chris, as Captain Kirk would say, you have the con. And Cynthia?
Hey, Captain.
I'm on my way. Cynthia, I'm on my way. So heads up, it'll be Chris and Gamer RJ, and maybe, we may hear from Sci-Fi Amy in her search for the perfect cosmopolitan, be that a magazine or a nice, quiet little drink. Personally, I prefer the mojitos myself. Mojito. It's that Sci-Fi show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Back after the top of the hour break, we'll hear from John Hollis from Chicago at the Crossroads Guitar Festival. Stay with us.
My name is John Hollis, and of course I'm with Holistic Lifestyles Radio, and we want to talk about Crossroads of Antigua, helping people take the first step towards change. Do you know somebody struggling with addiction to alcohol, prescription medication, or other drugs? Crossroads Center of Antigua provides comprehensive detoxification, treatment, and continuing care services within a holistic body, mind, and spirit approach to recovery. Founded by Mr. Clapton, Eric Clapton, Crossroads Center is recognized as one of the top 10 international programs for addiction services. Crossroads provides quality, affordable care for individuals and their families. Call now for a free, confidential assessment and speak with one of course, their admission counselors. Give them a call at 877-318-8834 or check out the website at crossroadsantigua.org. And remember, recovery is possible.
WWNN, Pompano Beach.
Let me tell you about the meditation Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, and fear, causing long, sleepless nights. Sound Pillow can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go to www.soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. While you're there, check out the many endorsements from addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call Sound Pillow toll-free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Remember, soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. Call 877-846-6488.
Having three sons keeps me on the move. We're always in a hurry to make it to the next game, practice, or meeting. With our busy lives, none of us has time to be sick. So we make nutritious choices with our meals, take vitamin supplements, and we all drink Willard water. Willard water helps the body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. It's also full of natural minerals, so it's a simple way to enhance our healthy lifestyle. Even our four-year-old Cocker Spaniel Molly drinks Willard water. I'm here to tell you what thousands of others around the world already know. Willard water works. If you care about your family's health, you'll go out and buy some today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
All right. Welcome back to, of course, another episode. Here is Saturday afternoon of Holistic Lifestyles Radio. We got Rockers in Recovery broadcasting live from, of course, Chicago, Illinois, right here at Toyota Park Center. We're looking forward to a great day and a great afternoon and night of fun with Mr. Eric Clapton and friends. All kinds of great stuff going on here, and 100% of the proceeds go to helping people with addiction. We want to thank Mr. Eric Clapton and the Crossroads Center of Antigua for sponsoring, of course, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Rockers in Recovery, and also the Ken Seeley Ask the Intervention Hour. We also want to take this time to, of course, thank our other sponsors, Sound Pillow and Willard Water, for making this broadcast possible. I want to take
a minute and talk to you about Crossroads Center. Crossroads Center has been around since 1998. And the doors have been open. It was a brainchild of Eric Clapton back in 1992. And every couple of years, he gets a bunch of his friends together, and they put all the proceeds into helping other people. 100% of the proceeds from today's event will be helping people. If you could, please go to crossroadsantigua.org and, of course, click on the donate button. And we ask for your donations today to be able to help, you know, of course, rockers in recovery all around the world. Most importantly, people that need help and are hurting. My name is John Hollis. I'll be the host for the next 2 hours. We want to thank that Sci-Fi Show for stepping aside today. And of course, this is a great opportunity to be able to interact with people and to get some great information out there. Got coming up real quick here, November 4th through the 7th, down in the Florida Keys in Sugarloaf Key. We got the 12-Step Music Fest. We're looking forward to being down there with Dawn and all the folks. You can go to 12stepmusicfest.com and find out information on how to get a ticket to that. We also want to take the time to talk to you about, of course, innerrooms.com, mysoberscene.com, Facebook, and, of course, Blog Talk Radio and all the rest of the social media sites that we stream live to, and we're streaming live to right now. You can tune in and check us out at holisticlifestylesradio.com. Click on Join Our Networks, and all of that information is right there on the right-hand side navigation button. You can also listen live through WWNNradio.com and enjoy, of course, the opportunity to kick back and listen to a great show. We're on the air 15 hours a week, 15 hours a week, of course, Addiction Recovery Radio and Holistic Lifestyles Radio and, of course, Rockers in Recovery, Ken Seeley, In Rooms Hour, many, many other folks like Dawn Masler, the Broken Picker Fixture with Healthy Relationships. We have it all right here at the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network, and we look forward to, of course, having a whole lot more coming up. Rockers in Recovery will be going to 7 hours a week. I mean, 7 days a week you'll be able to tune into Rockers in Recovery and check out our show. We are on, again, 15 hours a week, so we are dedicating a lot of that time to Rockers in Recovery. We look forward to having you tune back in. The rest of the show is going to be short clips of Mr. Clapton interviews on his addiction and how he started Crossroads Center, and also some different music that has been provided by Mr. Clapton over the years, and most importantly, to donate. And we want to, of course, ask you again to make those donations possible. And you can go to Crossroads Center, it's crossroadsantigua.org, and please make those contributions and those pledges. You can also go to holisticlifestylesradio.com and click on, of course, Crossroads of Antigua, right on our right-hand navigation buttons, and you can go directly through our page also to their page to make the contribution. Thank you for tuning in today. Stay tuned for a great show, and I'll be updating every 15 minutes live right here from the event. Thank you.
The greatest guitar players are coming together to perform live on one stage. Eric Clapton's Crossroads Guitar Festival 2010. For one night only at select theaters, see the biggest names perform just for you. Featuring Allman Brothers Band, B.B. King, Buddy Guy, Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, John Mayer, Ted Moe, Robert Cray, Steve Winwood, Vince Gill, ZZ Top, and more. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime event. Get your tickets today, one night only on July 27th. For participating theaters and ticket information, visit fathomevents.com.
Welcome back to the show, and of course, this is John Hollis, and I'm streaming, and I'm talking to you live, and I'm right on 1470 AM out of Chicago right now from the, of course, Crossroads Guitar Festival, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in today, listening in South Florida, and South Florida, there's some kick-ass music going on up here, I got to tell you, it's been a great show, everybody's been hooked up, everybody's been listening intently, it's a little hot out there, people dropping out here and there, but overall, it's been a great show. And, of course, all of the proceeds from this show are helping people with addiction recovery. We ask you to make your donations at crossroadsguitarfestival.com, and you can click on Donate, make your donations. It's crossroadsguitarfest.com. Check that out, and please make your donations. It's important that the proceeds of this, 100% of the proceeds, are going towards helping people with addiction. Of course, down in the
down in the Antigua area, and of course down in all of the Caribbean, but also a sliding scale for the rest of the country. People that might be looking for addiction recovery can be helped. People like Kim Martin from the Crossroads Center of Antigua, and of course Lynn McKnight and all the rest of the folks down there diligently work hard on helping people to find treatment. Now, just some of the lineups so far. You know, we've had Robert Randolph and the Family Band, Dino Palladino. We've had Pino Day, Robert Cray, Jimmy Vaughn, ZZ Top. We just got done with Donald Bremel and Sheryl Crow. Eric Clapton came out and played with them. It's just been one after another. It's an amazing thing. Vince Gill is on right now, and of course, we're looking forward to many other folks that are coming up here. John Mayer is going to be coming. We got Buddy Guy. We got Ronnie Wood. We got Derek Trucks. We got Jeff Beck, Eric Clapton, Steve Winwood, B.B. King, and Robert Cray, and Eric Clapton Band, and then the finale. So it's going to be a pretty awesome, awesome, awesome afternoon here and evening. We'll be done around 11 o'clock tonight. And if you want, you can check out this show tomorrow. We're going to be doing a bunch of sound clips that we've done interviews and stuff like that all day long. You can check that out tomorrow night between 10 and 11, right after the In the Rooms hour. The Crossroads Guitar Festival, in its completion, will be aired between 10 and, of course, midnight tomorrow night. So we look forward to having you guys tune in, and I'll give you another update in about 15 minutes. Enjoy the That Sci-Fi Show, and we'll be back with more updates.
Sci-Fi Show with your hosts, Joey Donovan.
This is going to take a long time, so you may want to get some snacks.
Chris West.
Cannibalism, racism, that's not for us. You know, those are the decisions that are best left to the suits at Washington.
Gamer RJ.
We've lost power of the forward Game Boy. Mario not responding.
Sci-Fi Amy.
This is the sweetest, most justified kidnapping I've ever seen.
Brought to you by the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Zine.
And we are back at the top of the hour here with That Sci-Fi Show. Chris West here and our gamer RJ. RJ, what's up, brother?
Not much, Chris. We lost one.
Two men will walk out. Well, one walked out early, apparently, because he had to be with his girlfriend.
Which we all can understand.
Being nerds, you know, in the rarity that we have girlfriends, yeah. But that does not mean we do not mock him nonstop for it. No, that's what friends do.
Yes, indeed.
So what do we got going on in the news today, RJ?
Oh, a lot of things in the news this week, movie-wise especially. Marvel is planning on introducing newer characters in short films before their upcoming feature-length films.
And now, they haven't said whether this is going to be animated or live-action, but this is kind of a tribute to the old Disney films, where they always had that 10-minute cartoon in front, which they kind of brought back recently with the 10-minute cartoons in back or in front of the movies.
Yeah, there was a period in the 90s where they did it, where they had they had Roger Rabbit skits before some of their big-name films. Recently, they've had little Pixar animated films beforehand. But now Marvel's going to be doing it. They're going to be like, and DC's been doing it as well for some of their films, the straight to DVD films.
Yeah,
like recently
true.
With the Spirit. There's supposed to be a Jonah Hex animated short coming up in the next DC animated film, Batman Under the Red Hood.
Yeah.
And then there's going to be a Green Arrow one in the following DC straight to DVD animated film, Batman Superman Apocalypse, which the box art just came out today.
Oh, and it's looking very sweet.
Yes.
With Darkseid on there, and it's going to be the storyline where Darkseid got a hold of Kara before she came to Earth and turns her evil, and now she's against Superman in the beginning. So it's kind of like a Power Girl thing, but not really.
It's going to be very interesting.
It is. I mean, anything with Darkseid is always one of the good stories. Darkseid is one of the better villains. I mean, that Superman's always had. I mean, Darkseid and Doomsday are pretty much the only reason I ever read Superman comics.
Well, and in excuse me, in other comic book movie news, There's been a rumor. We heard the rumor that the Wasp had already been cast for the Avengers. Ava Longoria. She walked out of Marvel Studios 2 years ago with
a bunch of 50
comics. But now, Hank Pym is rumored to have been cast.
Really? Who are they going to have as the infamous Ant-Man / Giant-Man, and which role will he be portraying?
Nathan Fillion from Serenity.
Really?
Yes. And he is in final negotiations, rumored to be in final negotiations, for a multi-film deal that would start with the Avengers, then possibly lead off to the Ant-Man feature film at some point in the near future, which had been rumored to come out before the Avengers.
Oh, yeah. But that's the thing, is that they had said it was going to be Ant-Man for the longest time, and then the Ant-Man film itself got trashed, and now it's the Avengers. So, I mean, they really haven't said whether they're going to keep him on as Ant-Man or if they're just going to go past the Ant-Man stage and on to Giant-Man, and that's his whole gimmick.
We'll see. We'll see. It's going to be very interesting, since didn't he start off as Giant-Man in the Ultimates universe, and then mostly all the new movies are based off the Ultimate universe.
Well, in the Ultimates, if you remember in the Ultimates cartoon, he had already had the Ant-Man powers, but he no longer used them. He wanted to move on and be big, no longer be
small. Right, but didn't he stay as Giant-Man?
Yeah, in the series he did stay as Giant-Man.
Well, in other comic book movie news, as Joey was talking earlier last hour about the Saturn Awards, the producer for X-Men First Class and now the producer for Deadpool, Lauren Shuler, had a lot to say about working with on X-Men First Class, that it's going to be starting filming in August in London.
I'm definitely waiting for X-Men First Class. I mean, the director and so far the people they put out for the cast, it's looking like it's going to be a very, very good film.
I have hopes for First Class, but there are some characters that I've read that might be in it that shouldn't be in it. I would expect the original five first cast of X-Men, since it's basically a reboot for the series.
Essentially,
which would be Cyclops, Marvel Girl, Jean Grey, Beast, before he got all furry,
Angel,
before he became Archangel,
and Iceman.
Yeah,
I would assume that it would be the original cast like that, but of course, you know, they're going to try to throw Wolverine in there because Wolverine's the big fan favorite. Now, they haven't said if they are going to have a Wolverine in this or who's going to play him. It's not Hugh Jackman, or that would have already come out by now. So if there is a Wolverine that's going to be in this, or an appearance by Wolverine, it's going to be very interesting to see who they go with as a young Wolverine.
You know, well, Wolverine is pretty ageless, so it could still be Hugh Jackman.
This is true.
Although after the last movie and the talks that there's going to be the Wolverine 2 coming out at some point within the next 2 to 3 years.
They're in talks for a Wolverine 2 to essentially pick up right after that story ends, where you see in the back of the credits he's in Japan and he's in the bar.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to pick up there, and it's going to pick up on the Silver Samurai storyline, where he ends up getting in close to somebody in the Yakuza, joins them and betrays them by falling in love with someone's betrothed wife, who ends up being the Silver Samurai, who's also invulnerable. And then, of course, it's Logan, the guy who can't be killed, versus, you know, the Silver Samurai who cannot be hurt. So, of course, we were promised a very epic battle scene.
As long as it's better than the first movie. But Wolverine wasn't bad. It wasn't terrible.
No,
but
they
wasn't
screwed
great.
Up Deadpool horribly.
Well, they screwed up Deadpool. There's so many things that got screwed up with the movie. Emma Frost.
I mean, I'm glad that they kind of did that. But, I mean, it was nice that Deadpool got the big mention in there. That was the big hidden character, because it did spark Ryan Reynolds going, okay, let's actually make the real movie now. And, it got a lot of word and a lot of press, and people started realizing how popular Deadpool really is. And it's
well,
gone
like
off from
six
there.
Books a month now.
Yeah. And each one is just better than the last. I mean, the Deadpool Corpse is just one of the best series I've had yet out of all the Deadpool series.
I'm enjoying Deadpool Corpse, the new one, Deadpool, Wade Wilson's War. It's a great story. It just started up about a mercenary group that Deadpool allegedly belonged to, including himself, Bullseye, Domino, and I forgot the last member.
Taskmaster?
No, it wasn't Taskmaster. It was a female character. I want to say Silver Sable, but I can't remember at the moment. I have to go back and read it. I just got it this week. I sped through it, and...
Yeah, it's definitely one you're going to have to throw my way.
Definitely shall.
All right. Well, we are actually coming up on a break here on That Sci-Fi Show, and when we get back here in the next couple of minutes, we'll have Overlord Hollis at the top of the hour. The bottom of the hour, but from the Toyota Park there in Chicago from the Crossroads Guitar Festival. I mean, that's just, how cool is that? He got backstage passes to that for free.
That's great.
You know how many people we would hurt for that?
And they'd never find the bodies.
No, never. Just the passes. All right. Well, when we get back from the Sci-Fi Show with more news and comment, and you know, you can always check out thatscifishow.com. We'll be right back.
Let me tell you about the meditation Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, and fear, causing long, sleepless nights. Sound Pillow can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go to www.soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. While you're there, check out the many endorsements from addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call Sound Pillow toll-free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488, and let the healing begin. Remember, soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. Call 877-846-6488.
Summer means more time in the sun, and for me, that means sunburn. When I have a sunburn, I reach for my Willard Water Aloe Gel. Aloe Vera, commonly known as the burn plant, has been used to ease the pain of sunburn for more than 4,000 years. When paired with Willard Water, customers find it has a truly remarkable effect on sunburns. Studies have shown that Willard Water helps dull the pain that often accompanies sunburns. Willard Water helps the body heal itself faster by accelerating our body's natural healing processes. Willard Water Aloe Gel helps moisturize the skin, which combats the dryness caused by sunburns and helps the body heal naturally. When you're looking for a natural remedy to sunburns, nothing eases the pain better than Willard Water Aloe Gel.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any disease.
My name is John Hollis, and of course I'm with Holistic Lifestyles Radio, and we want to talk about Crossroads of Antigua, helping people take the first step towards change. Do you know somebody struggling with addiction to alcohol, prescription medication, or other drugs? Crossroads Center of Antigua provides comprehensive detoxification, treatment, and continuing care services within a holistic body, mind, and spirit approach to recovery. Founded by Mr. Clapton, Eric Clapton, Crossroads Center is recognized as one of the top 10 international programs for addiction services. Crossroads provides quality, affordable care for individuals and their families. Call now for a free, confidential assessment and speak with one of course, their admission counselors. Give them a call at 877-318-8834 or check out the website at crossroadsantigua.org. And remember, recovery is possible and is often life-saving.
On stage, Eric Clapton's Crossroads Guitar Festival 2010. For one night only at select theaters, see the biggest names perform just for you. Featuring Allman Brothers Band, B.B. King, Buddy Guy, Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, John Mayer, Ken Moe, Robert Cray, Steve Winwood, Vince Gill, ZZ Top, and more. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime event. Get your tickets today, one night only on July 27th. For participating theaters and ticket information, visit fathomevents.com.
We are back with That Sci-Fi Show right here on 1470 WNN. I'm here. It's Chris West with Gamer RJ. RJ, what's going on?
Oh, we left off talking about some comic book, adaptations in the entertainment world, specifically movies. I'm sorry, a little tongue twisted right there. One thing that came up also this week Patrick Dempsey is being is rumored to be playing Dr. Stephen Strange in the Dr. Strange live-action movie.
That's right. Patrick Dempsey has said for a while now that he would like to take on the role as the Sorcerer Supreme and expand his acting career, you know, the Grey's Anatomy star. And I'm pretty sure anybody that listens to this show has never actually watched or seen Grey's Anatomy, so we have no idea what the hell that's about. But
I have a confession. I've actually seen an episode or two, but that's because I watched it with my ex-girlfriend.
Okay,
you know, like
so
how Joey
acceptable.
Was saying that his current girlfriend had to help. He had to do some landscaping today. You have to make sacrifices.
That's right. We always make sacrifices for the ladies. Now, I'm actually looking at a picture of Patrick here in a nice little leather coat next to a newer picture of Dr. Strange. And you know what? I'm seeing it. I could definitely
I think that
see
picture,
him
I'm looking at the same one, and I think the picture that you're looking at is an actual drawing of Patrick Dempsey as Dr. Strange with the white streaks in his hair.
Yeah, okay, that would be why it looks so good.
Well, Marvel has hired the scribes from the new Conan the Sumerian movie, Thomas Donnelly and Joshua Oppenheimer. They're currently penning the script, and there's not a date that's been released, no information really about a director, just that we know the script is in the works, and Patrick Dempsey wants to play the Sorcerer Supreme.
Yeah, well, I could see him doing the role. Like I said, I've never watched Grey's Anatomy, so I can't really remember anything he's been in, anything recent that he's been in. I remember, what was the show he was in the 80s? Or no, that's Patrick Duffy I'm thinking of. Was Patrick Duffy was, what was the show?
Step by Step?
Step by Step, yes. For some reason, I got confused, and I'll never do that again. We all remember that Patrick Duffy is the leg of Scuzzlebutt.
Yes, he is.
And a handful of celery.
And likes to weave wicker baskets. Well, switching from movies to television, though it's something that's no longer on television, when the Lost Season 6 DVDs are released, a little bit of information came from Michael Emerson, the actor who played Benjamin Linus for multiple years, said that on the Season 6 DVDs, there will be an 11-minute epilogue that focuses on Ben and Hurley as they continue to protect the island during the post-Jack era. I don't know what to, I'm one of the people that I was dissatisfied with how Lost ended. I was happy to see that who I wanted to be the quote-unquote next Jacob, the next protector of the island, end up being Hurley. And thought it would be kind of an interesting buddy comedy of the protector of the island and his sidekick, Ben, as a follow-up to Lost. But I'm going to see it. I'm going to get the DVDs to see it, or rent them at least. Purchasing them is now out of the question.
Well, yeah, for somebody that's never seen Lost, if I were to ever get into that series,
I recommend you not, because I was dissatisfied with the ending. I would never recommend it. Up until the last episode, I would have said, you have to get all the DVDs. You have to see every episode from the beginning. Just take a month off from work, do it. But then the ending happened.
Yeah, and the ending was pretty terrible. I mean,
yeah.
It was akin to Dallas. It's all a dream. No, come on, man. That's just poor script writing.
It was pretty horrific.
So. Oh, Lost. How many more days until I never have to think of you ever again?
And it's only been a month.
Well,
it's
you know,
only been a month since the show ended.
Yep. And you know what, in that month's time, something great and new has, well, not really new, old but new, and brand new, Futurama is back on the air.
That is correct. Futurama made its premiere return.
I don't know. It's like Family Guy. It's been canceled like 20 times and brought back.
But unlike Family Guy, they started off with a bang. I love Family Guy.
Yeah.
But when they were canceled and then brought back, then canceled and brought back.
Yeah.
Something was missing from that from the show.
Yeah.
But Futurama, they came back with a bang.
Oh, they did. I mean, Futurama, it just the opening scene is so great to the original series. And as you heard in our intro, you know, Lost power on the forward Game Boy. Mario's not responding. That's the greatness
of Futurama.
I fell out
of my chair laughing when that first 25 seconds of the episode.
The whole episode for me.
The whole episode. Rebirth and Inagata Dalila.
Yeah.
Were classic. Futurama is a classic now. It's been off the air for 6 years.
Yes, it is. It's 6 years. Oh, my God. It really has been that long without new Futurama. Though they did have the four movies that came out.
They did have the four movies, which is technically considered season six by Comedy Central. But it's something I was a little worried about. When Futurama was going to come back, would they be as funny or would they suffer the fate of Family Guy?
This is true. It was a big worry for me as well, but... knowing Matt Groening and David Cohen, who produced the show, and since the beginning, these guys, it's everything that they couldn't do on The Simpsons that they've wanted to do, every little joke that they couldn't pull because it wasn't the right century. And you can pretty much make fun of any and everything because it's in the year 3000 and it's not racism, it's robots.
I'm looking forward to some of the upcoming. I'm thrilled that it's back, and I can't wait for the next episode to air next Thursday night. It's a killer app.
Yes.
Which is going to focus mainly on how Twitter, social networking, and applications for phones and other portable devices have evolved and basically have taken over the world. I know it's not something that is that far-fetched from what's going on right now, considering that Futurama bases so much of their material off of present-day trends. Al Gore is going to be revoicing himself as Head in one of the upcoming episodes. Devo, the band Devo, Whip It, is going to be in the 100th episode, Fighting for Mutant Rights.
Nice.
Bender's going to try to get robosexual marriage made legal.
Now, that's something that they've talked about since the first episode, and I'm curious to see how that all plans out, because that's
Well, Bender seems so very offensive when being called a
robosexual.
A robosexual and a romosexual.
Romosexual, that's what it was.
Well, and a robosexual. He told Fry he didn't want to be considered that they were robosexuals.
Yeah.
But on that note, let's take a break, Chris.
That's right. We're going to take a break here on That Sci-Fi Show. When we get back, we're going to have Overlord Hollis join us live from Toyota Park in Chicago. From the Crossroads Guitar Festival. When we get back from this break, we'll be right back.
My name is John Hollis, and of course I'm with Holistic Lifestyles Radio, and we want to talk about Crossroads of Antigua, helping people take the first step towards change. Do you know somebody struggling with addiction to alcohol, prescription medication, or other drugs? Crossroads Center of Antigua provides comprehensive detoxification, treatment, and continuing care services within a holistic body, mind, and spirit approach to recovery. Founded by Mr. Clapton, Eric Clapton, Crossroads Center is recognized as one of the top 10 international programs for addiction services. Crossroads provides quality, affordable care for individuals and their families. Call now for a free, confidential assessment and speak with one of course, their admission counselors. Give them a call at 877-318-8834 or check out the website at crossroadsantigua.org. And remember, recovery is possible and is often life-saving.
30 years ago, 60 Minutes traveled to South Dakota to meet Dr. John Willard and to examine his miraculous Willard water. What they discovered was thousands of people all over the world were using Willard water to better their health. As 60 Minutes found, the claims seem unbelievable, but the results are undeniable. Scientific studies show that Willard water can help our bodies absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. They also show that Willard water helps make cells stronger and more resistant to disease. Willard water helps the body heal itself.
and it does all this without the toxins found in over-the-counter medications. Willard Water is not a fad. It's been helping people for more than 40 years. Become one of the thousands of people who use Willard Water every day. To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Let me tell you about the meditation Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, and fear, causing long, sleepless nights. Sound Pillow can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go to www.soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. While you're there, check out the many endorsements from addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call Sound Pillow toll free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Remember, soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. Call 877-846-6488.
Greatest guitar players are coming together to perform live on one stage. Eric Clapton's Crossroads Guitar Festival 2010. For one night only at select theaters, see the biggest names perform just for you. Featuring Allman Brothers Band, B.B. King, Buddy Guy, Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, John Mayer, Ted Moe, Robert Cray, Steve Winwood, Vince Gill, ZZ Top, and more. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime event. Get your tickets today, one night only on July 27th. For participating theaters and ticket information, visit FathomEvents.com.
All right, South Florida, this is John Hollis, and we're broadcasting live from, of course, the Crossroads Guitar Festival. I'm sitting inside the actual tent of course, Crossroads Center of Antigua. And Kim Martin's here and the rest of the gang, and everybody's hanging out. And I want to take this time to have you go to some of the different places they work with. Of course, the Crossroads Center of Antigua is also the sanctuary in Delray Beach. And if you check out the sanctuary, it's the www.sanctuarydelraybeach.com that you can check out some sober living right there in Delray Beach. Also, crossroadsantigua.org. If you go, you can check out the website. At the top of the website, you click on donations. You can make donations that way. You can also make donations by going to CrossroadsGuitarFestival.com. That's CrossroadsGuitarFest.com. Either way, CrossroadsGuitarFestival.com or GuitarFest.com, you can donate just by clicking on PayPal and making your donations. So, again, we're here live. We're hanging out. It's been a kick-ass day. We've got a lot of great, great people. Everybody from Vince Gill right down to, you know, to me and Kim Martin. I mean, we've been doing everything. It's been a wonderful day. And, of course, we get to spend it sober and clean. We are not a glum lot. We get to pass on a lot of great information to people that are seeking it. But most importantly, we get to do this live. We're in Chicago, thanks for technology. Now, if you hear that, that's Sonny Boy. And Sonny Boy is back here. It's kind of weird because they have a Guitar Village, which is an offshoot of the main section. So in the back section of the event, they have the Crossroads Village, where you can actually walk through, and they got Robert Randolph Band's been back here, Sonny Boy's been back here, all kinds of different bands, and then they go out to the main stage. So you can see them up close and personal, and then you can go and see them at the main stage when they play through the night. Now, coming up real soon, it's going to be, of course, Steve Winwood and Eric Clapton playing together, Jeff Beck. We've got a bunch of great artists coming up. I think you'll be hearing more about this, of course, tomorrow night between 9 and midnight, because right after the In the Rooms hour, we're going to be going live with, of course, the recordings and all the fights and all the bits and all the pieces that we got, and we'll be playing them. And, of course, Chris West is putting all that together for us. because Chris is the bomb. That's ain't that right, Chris?
Oh, of course I'm the bomb. That's why they pay me the big bucks here at Holistic Lifestyles to run the boards and make everything sound so delicious.
What's that, Chris? You got to say that again, baby. It's a little loud.
I said that's why they pay me the big bucks down here at Holistic Lifestyles Radio, because I make everything sound so delicious.
That's right. Well, hey, listen. Good job between you and Shelly up there. Thanks for hanging in. And you guys, so I'll come back at around 10 just to do close out with you guys. And again, if you can donate, we'd appreciate it. CrossroadsFest.com. Click on donations right there at the PayPal, and you can make your donation. Doesn't matter if it's $1, if it's $10, if it's $100, it doesn't matter. Please donate to me. We'll look forward to talking to you before the close of the show. All right, back to you guys.
All right, John, thank you for reporting live from the Chicago Toyota Park in Chicago, I should say, from the Crossroads Guitar Festival. And like you said, go on there and the Crossroads Center of Antigua website and feel free to donate and help those guys out. Always a good time, though. I mean, come on, B.B. King, Buddy Guy, Eric Clapton, ZZ Top. Why didn't we get chosen for this mission?
If only.
I
would have stowed away in an animal carrier, in the baggage claim,
Load us up with some jerky, a couple of, 2 liters of, Diet Mountain Dew. We're good to go.
It would be great.
They don't pay the techs to go on the road trips. They just pay us to sit here and sound good.
Hey, gotta do what you gotta do. Rule the future.
That's right. Damn chip in my hand. Well, speaking of Futurama, let's get back to that. I mean, such a great show last night. Two nights ago, that's right. Well, I watched it again last night and probably this morning as well. Thanks to our good friend, the Internet.
Thank you,
Internet.
Yes, the Internet has made it so much easier. And you don't have to deal with those pesky commercials.
No pesky commercials, no back alley tape deals, trying to get the Star Wars Christmas edition.
Unlike certain websites that are going heavily commercialed and being sold commercially now, charging a monthly fee.
Yeah, Pirate Bay.
Oh, no, Hulu.
Oh, really? Hulu's going to start charging a fee now?
Hulu is going to be starting to charge a $9.95 a month fee.
Oh, my God. I remember when Hulu started out, and I thank God, because there was nothing in the radio business that was a solid channel. You had to go to all these other backwards channels like surfthechannel.com or .net or whatever it is and try to find these videos. And the pop-ups would kill you and the viruses. And then Hulu came about and there was a calmness in the world. And now they're going to charge for it. I'm disappointed in you, Hulu. I thought you were better than that.
But good news is it's going to become like Netflix and allow streaming to multiple console systems like the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3.
Yeah, well, I mean, that'll be cool. I mean, that's what Netflix does now, and that's actually why I got my Netflix account was through my Xbox 360. And they're offering the free half-month trial there. And I'll be honest, I love it. I mean, I have pretty much stopped watching TV other than, like, the new episodes that come on that I love. But other than that, I mean, the classic Doctor Who they've got on there, the movies they've got on there, and the way you can actually go through and tell them what you like, what you don't like, and they'll start tailoring, the movies they choose for you. It's just awesome to have Netflix. And I don't see Hulu coming up to the being as good as Netflix with their selection of movies currently not being as great as it could be.
Well, it takes time. I mean, look at how Netflix started.
This is true, and I will say this because like half the anime films in the anime section are still the same anime films from like 2 years ago when I had my first Netflix account.
You know, I think anime hit. I've noticed, especially yes, I'm going to admit it. I'm watching Cartoon Network. Geek I am.
We all watch cartoons.
That anime's been in decline.
I don't know.
I haven't seen as many programs being aired as being, quote-unquote, pimped out.
Yeah. But we'll say this. From Florida Supercon, which we were at the other week, there was a ton of just anime people dressed up ready to go.
Oh, no. I'm not saying that anime is in decline in fandom and a fan base.
Oh, okay.
It's as strong as ever. I'm just saying as anime Cartoon Network used to have a pretty dominant anime lineup, not just for Adult Swim.
Yeah, this is true. I mean, they had the Transformers animated show, which was done anime style, and a number of other shows that were done anime style, as well as every version of Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh! You can think of.
Exactly. It's kind of been in decline. I haven't seen shows like that for a while. But maybe that's because I'm not watching.
This is true. I've watched a lot less Cartoon Network, and I hate to say even Adult Swim now that Venture Brothers isn't on every night. And when Venture Brothers returns, I will return to Cartoon Network.
I'm in the same boat as you are, and not just Venture Brothers, but Metalocalypse.
Oh, Metalocalypse.
Which came back great this for season 3 with 30-minute episodes, up from 11-minute.
Yeah.
And a pretty interesting storyline to follow. I mean, aside from the usual Metalocalypse humor and the awesome kick-ass metal.
Yeah, of course, the great background soundtrack made famous by the band Death Clock itself. I mean, the show doesn't lack. I mean, the characters are great. The outlandish way people get killed. The cast is great.
You have Malcolm McDowell, Mark Hamill. I mean, aside from the creator, Brandon Small,
and also James Hetfield's made appearances, as well as Scott Ian and Slash.
King Diamond
has made an appearance. I mean,
he's made a couple of appearances.
Yeah, he's made a lot of appearances
as a certain rock and roll clown.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, Dr. Rock Show. Though we cannot on the Holistic Lifestyles promote Dr. Rock Show and his lifestyle.
He did go clean, so to his credit.
He did find the light at one point, but he went crazy afterwards. But it's just a show.
It's just a show. Yeah.
Well, we got all those great shows on Comedy Central. I mean, or not Comedy Central, Cartoon Network that get taken off. And, I mean, they only did 4 or 5 episodes of Metalocalypse, and then they took it off. And then they only did did they finish off the season for Venture Brothers, or they just...
No, it's a half. They only did 7 or 8 episodes, if my memory serves me.
And they're
doing a half season.
Yeah.
Jackson Pulick, one of the half creators of Jackson Pulick and Doc Hammer, made comments at a con a few months ago that the series will probably begin again sometime in September or October, with of course a big 2-parter finale in December.
Oh, of course. I mean, the two last one was it the family that slays together stays together. From last season was just a, it's Brock Sampson doing what Brock Sampson does best.
And it left us with an amazing cliffhanger.
Oh, it did. And then the way it came back was even better. Sergeant Hatred being the bodyguard now, his little episodes. I think that the greatest episode was the Johnny Quest and Astro Boy.
Oh, the self-medication.
Yeah, self-medication episode.
That was a great episode where
therapy.
A lot of classic characters go to a group therapy session and then end up going on an adventure together.
Yep.
You have your Astro Boy ripoff, Johnny Quest, which he hasn't been referred to as Mr. Quest recently. He's now Action Johnny.
Yeah, it's Action Johnny in that series. And they also had the Hardy Boys as something else as well.
Yes, they did.
But they did Dr. Zen.
And
Dr.
a version
Zen.
Of Robin. Wonder Boy, original Wonder Boy for Captain Sunshine.
Yes. Oh, such a great show. And I like that they do kind of break it up because it does take the series out a little bit. I mean, South Park was really the start of that, where they started doing like the 7 or 8 episodes, and then they'll break the series up into 2 things.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a wider, newer shows throughout the year. I think it's all right, but yeah, I'm getting kind of impatient here with Cartoon Network. They haven't had anything really good or new lately.
Something to correct that, they are having a new show is coming out, which is entitled Mary Shelley's Frankenhole, and it's from the creators of Moral Oral. It's another stop animation series.
All right. Well, Dino, I'm not even going to try to...
Stantimolopoulos, and
yeah.
I apologize how I pronounced that and how I butchered his last name.
You know, I'm going to call him Starburns.
Let's just refer to him as Starburns, as he is the most passionately known in the NBC series community.
Which is another great series. I can't wait to actually come back. I think Chevy Chase has actually finally found his role.
After so many years
crazy old man.
After so many years of so many failed, his career has gone on this down on the slump, but he definitely found his role. as Pierce.
Yeah, Pierce is one of the greatest characters on that show. And on that note, here on that sci-fi show, we're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we get back, we should have Overhauler Hollis on the phone live from Toyota Park in Chicago as we are broadcasting from the Crossroads Guitar Festival, which is, I can't believe we just didn't get to go to. But, you know, that's our
next time.
Next time we roll. And when we get back from this break, you can always go to thatscifishow.com for more info and holisticlifestylesradio.com. We'll be right back.
My name is John Hollis, and of course I'm with Holistic Lifestyles Radio, and we want to talk about Crossroads of Antigua, helping people take the first step towards change. Do you know somebody struggling with addiction to alcohol, prescription medication, or other drugs? Crossroads Center of Antigua provides comprehensive detoxification, treatment, and continuing care services within a holistic body, mind, and spirit approach to recovery. Founded by Mr. Clapton, Eric Clapton, Crossroads Center is recognized as one of the top 10 international programs for addiction services. Crossroads provides quality, affordable care for individuals and their families. Call now for a free, confidential assessment and speak with one of course, their admission counselors. Give them a call at 877-318-8834 or check out the website at crossroadsantigua.org. And remember, recovery is possible and is often life-saving.
During the summer, my kids are a virtual bug buffet for mosquitoes, chiggers, ants, and other creepy crawlers I can't even name. Unfortunately, many of the bug bite remedies on the market are full of toxins that are bad for the environment and my kids' health. Luckily, we have Willard Water. Willard Water is non-toxic and helps alleviate the symptoms of bug bites without filling my kids full of harmful toxins. Willard Water helps dull the pain and itching that often accompany bug bites. Willard Water has also been found to help the body heal itself faster by accelerating our body's natural healing processes. When bugs start feasting on my kids, I use Willard Water. If you care about your kids and the environment, you should too.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Let me tell you about the meditation Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, and fear, causing long, sleepless nights. Sound Pillow can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go to www.soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. While you're there, check out the many endorsements from addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call Sound Pillow toll free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Remember, soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. Call 877-846-6488.
Greatest guitar players are coming together to perform live on one stage. Eric Clapton's Crossroads Guitar Festival 2010. For one night only at select theaters, see the biggest names perform just for you. Featuring Allman Brothers Band, B.B. King, Buddy Guy, Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, John Mayer, Ken Moe, Robert Cray, Steve Winwood, Vince Gill, ZZ Top, and more. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime event. Get your tickets today, one night only on July 27th. For participating theaters and ticket information, visit FathomEvents.com.
All right, guys. This is Holistic Lifestyles Radio, Rockers in Recovery, broadcasting live, South Florida. We're up here at the Guitar Festival, Crossroads Guitar Festival. And thank you for tuning in today. Check out tomorrow night's show between 10 and midnight, right after In the Rooms Hour. And thanks for tuning in, and thanks, Joey and Chris.
Oh, thank you, John, for reporting live and making this show so awesome. Live from Toyota Park in Chicago. How did you pull this off, by the way?
We want to thank Kim Martin from Crossroads of Antigua for making this possible for us.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, hopefully we can get I was hoping maybe we can get Eric Clapton or somebody big on, but maybe you'll have to save that for tomorrow night's show.
See, the nice part is that we got lots of sound bites, and we got lots of things that we weren't able to upload, so we got a good show going on tomorrow night.
Excellent. I will be here running the boards tomorrow night, and that is Overlord Hollis reporting live from Chicago and the Toyota Park there and the Crossroads Guitar Festival. Thank you for joining us on that sci-fi show, John.
And also, folks, don't forget, we want you to go to the donation button at crossroadsguitarfestival.com and donate. Make your donations, and, of course, it goes to a worthy cause. Thanks again, guys. You have a great day.
You too, buddy. That's right. You can go to the crossroadsguitarfest.com to make donations. And, of course, it goes to the Crossroads Center of Antigua, where they don't charge anybody to get clean. I mean, that's a really good thing, especially now in this day and age where it's all about money, money, money.
Especially in this economy as well. It's a very generous and humane thing to do.
It is. And, I mean, that's what the beauty of Holistic Lifestyles Radio is that we really try to reach out to Eddie and any and everybody. Especially if you tune in, normally on Sunday nights we have Ask the Interventionist, Ken Seeley with Interventionist 911, which is a great show. And, I mean, there hasn't been a week that's passed where somebody hasn't called in and gotten help.
That's awesome.
I mean, for the first 2 weeks that show was on, they ended up getting that guy into treatment. Next 2 weeks after that, they got another guy into treatment. I mean, it's just every show, somebody's getting picked up, and they're getting the word out there that, you know, you can be healthy and you can be clean.
Well, and just to show how humane that Hollis is as our overlord, he doesn't make us wear jumpsuits.
No,
we get to dress ourselves.
This is true. We do get to dress ourselves, though the shock collars do hurt on occasion. You build up a tolerance after time, but there's only so much you can really do with a shock collar.
Yeah, but, you know, thankfully he gives you enough breathing room.
This is true.
It's not choking.
This is very true. And we thank Overlord Hollis for all his generosity here. As we wrap up that sci-fi show, reminding you, you can always go to thatscifishow.com, and we got the Blog Talk player right there at the bottom, which usually for the next 5 days we'll have the repeat of this show. And you can always listen to it there for those that were interested. We are working on an archive section for the website, which should be up soon, as well as a video section from a good friend of mine, Tommy Castillo, Batman artist, comic artist, TommyCastillo.net, for those of you who want to check him out. He might be coming on and doing some video interviews for us, which would be very cool. For those of you who know Tommy, he's a very dark and interesting man.
We'll be keeping you updated with that. And don't forget, next week's show will be a repeat of the live broadcast from Florida SuperCon from last Saturday.
Which was a total blast. We had Larry Thomas on, Max Wassa. Thank you very much. You know, thanks a lot for coming on in the first hour. In the second hour, we had John Wesley Shipp, the original Flash, or Dawson's dad, however you choose to remember.
Flash.
Of course, Flash. The only live, and as he pointed out, the only live action Flash.
The only live-action Flash until the upcoming DC live-action movie.
Which, if it ever gets made, which he did mention that it's...
No, there was a report, ending the show really quick on this note. There's already a script in the work for Green Lantern 2 and the Flash movie.
Yes. So as we...
coming.
Oh, I know. It's going to be quite great. I mean, Green Lantern 2 after just got Green Lantern 1 taken on. You know, it hasn't even come out yet. So the fan, it's going to be good. DC is finally stepping up their game, which is good to see. Now we wrap up that show, that sci-fi show right here on Holistic Lifestyles Radio on WNN 1470 AM, brought to you by Willard Water Sound Pillow, which I have a sound pillow, and it is awesome. It rocks. If you don't have one, go out and get one. It is totally awesome. And, of course, the Crossroads Center of Antigua. And we thank you for joining us on that episode of That Sci-Fi Show.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, staff, management, or sponsors. Thank you.